Hope you enjoyed the weather this past weekend. It was the third weekend in a row without rain on either Saturday or Sunday. We're in a bit of a stagnant weather pattern, meaning it's not going to change a whole lot over the next few days. Our morning lows are going to be in the 50s and 60s, and our daytime highs are going to be in the mid-80s. Not just today, but also tomorrow and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we just crank that heat up a little bit more. Instead of 85 to 86, we're going to be around 88 to 90 degrees. And those kind of temperatures are going to last into the weekend as well. But we start to see at least some hints of some changes headed our way as we look ahead to the end of this work week and then next Saturday and Sunday. And that would primarily be in the form of some rain. So we look at different computer models or forecast scenarios in the First Alert Weather Center. And one of those scenarios has some rain, not just on Friday, but also on Saturday. But there's really only one of those scenarios that has it. So I'm not completely sold yet that we are going to see rain later this week. If you have plans outdoors Friday and Saturday, just stay tuned to the forecast over the next few days. We will certainly be updating that. But I got to mention it just now and give you the first alert on it in case rain really does materialize. If it does rain, it doesn't look like a lot. Indications are it looks like those rain amounts could be around a quarter inch of rain. And there may be some thunder and lightning as well, as it did look to be a little bit of a sea breeze shower and storm type pattern. But we'll have more on that in the coming days. The hottest Jacksonville has been so far this year is 88 degrees, and that happened twice. Both were during the month of March. So we're going to be really close to that kind of territory, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if any day between Thursday and about Sunday that we hit 90 degrees at least once. It looks like Friday and Sunday will offer us the best shots at that. But if there is any rain around, that will decrease the chances of us getting those hotter, potentially hottest, temperatures. Enjoy the sunshine and stay cool this week. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.